Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Joe Cocker bringing us back. Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Robert J. Fisher, certified financial planner, the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager. Bob, tell us how we can find you again online and how we can find your book.
Well, if you go to www.nakedportfoliomanager.com, that's where you can find the blog.
Right.
And you can buy an autographed copy of the book there. You can also get it from Amazon or your local Barnes & Noble.
And that free ebook is at give us that website again, please.
The free ebook is at www.changethis.com.
Changethis.com. Then type in naked or Bob Fisher into the box, and you can download that free ebook, folks. I encourage you to check that out. All right, Bob, let's talk about ETFs. Tell the audience again what an ETF is.
Well, an ETF, those are initials that stand for Exchange Traded Fund.
Right. And they're a new version of mutual funds.
Well, they're typically with a mutual fund. The open-ended funds, you buy the shares directly from the company. When you buy an exchange traded fund, you're typically buying the shares from another investor that have already been issued. So what happens is that these funds typically have a very, very low expense ratio. They don't have a lot of assets going to pay for the marketing of the fund.
The front end load is low.
There's no front end load on an ETF.
Yeah.
You just pay your whatever commission you pay your broker.
Right.
Or if you have it a fee-based account, then you pay that way.
Right. So what are the advantages of ETFs?
Well, I think the first advantage is that they're very inexpensive. The second advantage is that you can buy them in numbers so that they round out your portfolio. And going back to this periodic rebalancing, it is really important to set that and go back and rebalance your portfolio. So on a systematic basis, what happens is when the stocks are very expensive, you're taking money out of stocks and you're moving it into bonds. And when bonds are expensive, you're taking money out of bonds and you're moving it into cheap stocks.
All right, and tell us the process of deciding that.
Well, you do that by using a rule set, and let's say your rule set is 65% stocks and 35% bonds. Then what will happen is that when you rebalance, if your stocks are down, money will be moving over. And actually, Jim, in the ebook, I go into this in detail about how to set that allocation and how to make those changes so that I think the three rules that we talked about are the three rules that are clearly explained in writing at www.changethis.com.
Right.
By getting that ebook, looking for Bob Fisher or Naked.
All right, and so talk to us some more. Now, when you buy an ETF, How is it denominated? Explain how that works.
They typically have share
prices. Act like we know nothing about ETFs.
Okay. Well, ETFs have a price that's similar to common stocks. It might be $50 to $100.
And what is it? How many stocks would that represent?
It might represent 300 or 400.
Okay.
In some cases.
Similar to the way a mutual fund would.
Yes.
All right. And there are ETFs for bonds?
There are ETFs for bonds. A large number of ETFs are indexes.
Right.
So what happens is you own a huge basket of bonds for a relatively small investment.
Right. And that helps you to spread the risk around. And who's putting these ETFs together?
Well, there are a number of different companies that create ETFs. Power Shares, Vanguard, iShares are just
who do you like? Which one do you like the best?
I think they're generic.
Okay.
For the most part, you might just look at the expense ratio if two different companies have very similar ETFs.
Right.
One might be a little cheaper than the other.
And you recommend ETFs over buying into a mutual fund, is that right?
Well, what I recommend is that people use a rule set.
Right.
And ETFs are a better tool for implementing the rule set.
I got you. Okay, that makes sense. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thanks, Jim. It was good to be here.
Robert J. Fisher, ladies and gentlemen. The book is The Naked Portfolio Manager. It's also his website. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.